Welcome to the USAMC podcast, where professional massage therapists go get the latest news in the world of competitive massage.
And now, the hosts of the USAMC podcast, Melissa and Michael Strautman.
Welcome to the USAMC podcast. I'm Michael Strautman.
And I'm Melissa Strautman.
The USAMC podcast is where professional massage therapists go to get the latest about the world of competitive massage in the United States.
Yeah, that's right. We're back. Episode three.
Absolutely. It's a sunny Sunday afternoon here in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Rather windy. Yeah. You got a wind advisory this evening?
Yes, which means you're not going to go play disc golf today, right?
Very true. I'm not playing any disc golf. It's no fun. I'm a fair weather disc golfer.
Yes. And I think your shoulder's hurting, right?
Yeah. I played my second round of the season. The arm's a little sore today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Played yesterday.
Yeah. And you gave me a 2-hour massage. So I really appreciated that, by the way. I feel great. I feel really great.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you feel great.
We had a tough week, didn't we, at work? It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots and lots and lots of clients, you know.
And lots of extra stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know.
Receptionists out and.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's almost the holiday. It's almost Easter. So everybody's.
Extra work and things like that.
Got stuff to do. And we all know about that, you know. And.
But that's business ownership, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We kind of signed up for it.
We did. We did. So we own three businesses right now. So we have Massage Fix, which
right.
is here in Bowling Green. We have a 5-room office. We've got, you know, a good little staff. And that's what we do pretty much 80 hours a week. And then
right.
and then we work USAMC and then KMC. So
yeah, Kentucky Massage Championship that Melissa's the director of. And some changes with regard to to the Kentucky Massage Championship this year.
Right. So Kentucky Massage Championship last year was held at a big fancy hotel and it was a big splashy party and we had tons of fun and whatnot. But it was really expensive to hold it there. And we didn't have any other, really any other place to do it. So we had a student category and we had 4 schools that came with their students and instructors and competed in the Kentucky Massage Championship. That was a lot of fun. Those students brought a lot of energy. But one of the schools offered to hold the Kentucky Massage Championship at their school. They have a huge event center. Absolutely beautiful facility, 8,000 square foot facility, huge parquet floors, chandeliers. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. And like classrooms and space for vendors.
It really should be amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just southeast.
Southeast of Lexington.
Yeah. Of Lexington, one of our biggest cities.
The home of UK, who just lost in the tournament this weekend in the first round. We're starting to get used to that around here.
Yeah. So if none of you have met us before, we're kind of like UK basketball fans. So,
yeah.
Yeah, except this year wasn't so hot. So, anyway.
Well, it was hot at the beginning of the year and then it kind of got cold.
Yeah, because they had 3 7-footers. It was
they
magnificent.
They lost several home games. And so, anyway, March Madness is over for Kentucky fans.
Oh, yeah. We don't even turn on the TV. And the sports bars aren't even full. Yeah, it's sad.
But anyway, they didn't come to the podcast to hear us talk about UK basketball woes.
Yeah.
That would be another podcast, probably with somebody who knows a lot more about it.
And I know you're not talking about Calipari, so okay.
Nope.
Anywho,
not qualified.
Moving right along. Okay.
Yeah, so what's happened in the last few weeks in the massage championship world?
So last we were with you, we were awaiting the South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska championship. So let me just back up here a little bit. So Danielle Schwantes lives in South Dakota. She's a massage therapist there, and she adopted her home state to be a director, and then she adopted Iowa and Nebraska, and she fostered, which means she is inviting the North Dakota people to her because North Dakota didn't have a championship. So in 2024, so she had 4 states that came together absolutely amazing. We have posted all the videos that came out of that championship on the USAMC Facebook page, and we've got the winners. So let me just get right to that. So in Iowa, first place was Susan Barg. Second place overall was Felicia Williams. And then third place was Christiana Herman. For Nebraska, first place went to Molly Goen, second place Tanya McGeorge, and third place was Joellen DiCastra. I'm sorry if I murdered that name. Anyway, and then we had North Dakota, and that was first place was Michelle Kensler. Second place was Josie Ray Ebsen. And then third place, Scott McNeil. And Nebraska only had one competitor. And that first place overall competitor was a Miss Cassie Sprague.
Congratulations to everyone in the, quad state championship, South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska.
Yes. And interesting American fact, South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska are called the Siouxlands, I suppose, from the Sioux Indians. I don't know if North Dakota is included in that, but that region is called the Siouxland region, and that was called the Siouxland Championships.
Siouxland Championship.
Yes, yay to Danielle Schwante. She kicked it out of the park, did an amazing championship. She had amazing judges, and her people really looked like they had a great time. It was a three-day event, lots of vendors, lots of education going on. It was a big deal. This was a big deal championship.
Yeah, and thanks to Danielle for putting up some video while the championship was going on. I always enjoy seeing what's happening out there and what people are doing in the championships. Really helpful in terms of, you know, just kind of keeping abreast of what's going on and the techniques that people are using and the different, you know, innovations that that massage therapists are using in their treatment rooms and also in competition. So it's really awesome to watch.
Yeah, it was excellent. And it's fun to just kind of sit back and just watch, especially if you don't have to judge, because that's a really hard job. And it was fun. I picked the top three winners, by the way. I was so proud of myself. okay, so what's next, babe?
Oh, we have our next section, which is what's coming up. So our calendar events.
Okay, all right. So April, as you know, we are in the thick of competition season. We have three prep classes that are going on in the U.S., three state championships that are going on, and there are four international championships going on. So let's start with the prep classes going on. April 1st, we already have 57 registrants for the judges Zoom class. Now, this is a Zoom class that I'm putting on, and anyone is welcome to come. It doesn't matter who you are or why you're there, really, as long as you are interested in championships and you want to understand more about what the judges do and how they do it, because that'll give you an insight into competing. So that's the first prep class. That's it's a Zoom call on April 1st. It is 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And you can go on USAMC's Facebook page, and you can get the link for that there. It is on the page. You'll just have to scroll down. Judges Zoom class, April 1st. And then there's a live state championship prep class in Springfield, Illinois, April 7th. Director Robert Tiburin will be putting that on. And then I will be putting on another live AMC and state championship prep class in Richmond, Kentucky. Again, just a little bit south of Lexington, Kentucky. Students are free. And
Anybody come to that from other states?
Absolutely. You just have to register so we know you're coming, because we need a head count for like snacks and water and stuff like that.
So if you've not done a prep class before, I think that's a pretty critical step. If you're just getting your feet wet into the championship world, I'd highly recommend that you do a prep class at very least. I went to the World Championship without really doing much prep at all. I just went with what I had. I wish I had done a prep class, because it would have caused me to think about the things that in a treatment room you don't think about, that in a competition you have to think about.
Right. It's a completely different environment.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So if you can get to Richmond, Kentucky and
Springfield, Illinois.
Or Springfield, Illinois, any of these prep classes out there, definitely get signed up to not only learn for yourself how to do the competitions and put your best foot forward, but also to support those statewide entities that are putting on the championship.
Yeah, because there's when it comes to, being in your treatment room, you set up your room and everything like that. And over time, it really gets to be the environment that you need and you want. And when you go to a state championship, you're taking all those presentation skills that you've learned and you're putting them on display. And there are things you just don't think about. Like, for instance, one of the things that we see a lot of is stuff being put up underneath the tables, and that's kind of messy, and you get points taken off for that. Now, if it's stuff that you need for your massage, then we understand that. But if it's your models like clothes and shoes and like dirty paper towels where you cleaned your table and stuff like that, just shoved under your table, and we see that's really not good. And a lot of people don't think about that. So there are a ton of what Wasa Lakum calls gimme points, probably 10 or 20 points that you can get if you just know those little tips and tricks. And you have to go to a live class for the judges to see what you're doing wrong and then go, oh, hey, don't do that because you'll lose a point. Oh, do it this way, you'll gain a point. So those live prep classes, hugely important. We got one in Kentucky, April 20th, Springfield, Illinois, April 5th and 7th. And then that the Zoom judges call. Of course, that's not a prep class. That's really just a Zoom call. But coming up, we have three championships. We have two in the state of California, a Northern California and a Southern California. That's April 13th and 14th for Northern California, April 20th and 21st for Southern California. And then we have the great state of Pennsylvania. Their championship is happening April 13th through the 14th. So Northern California is run by Anna Malachowski. Sorry, got a little tongue-tied there. and she is actually going to be taking over World Massage Festival coming up in 2025 in Vegas. Very capable woman. She ran a championship last year. It was terrific. She'll be running the Northern and the Southern California Massage Championship. And then in Pennsylvania, we have Jim Funk, who was the head judge 2 years in a row at the American Massage Championship. So we know he'll throw a great championship as well. It's his first time out.
Awesome. Another thing, if I could just step back to that prep class idea, something also you got to think about is what happens before time even starts. You got to, like, how do you get your model to the table safely? I wish I'd have known that better. That's all I can say about that.
Yeah. You know, as much as I had workshop stuff and as the prep class that I went to, I never, ever, ever thought about being on the floor in the finals at the World Massage Championship and the judges being face level with my client as I turned them over. There was no way I was getting her turned over without exposing her chest. And I panicked. I was like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Well, I didn't have to think long because she flipped and it was just, that's what happened. So, but now I know I have to workshop that if I ever go back, which I'm not. So no, you can only do that kind of stress once.
Right.
Although I don't know. I think Chaz Armstrong's done it like what? I don't even know how many times.
At least twice. I think he's gold twice, right?
To the floor. Yeah. You know, I should know that. We should look that up.
Yeah. Well. Can't know everything off the cuff. That's for sure.
That's true. Okay.
All right. So part of our podcast, as we mentioned, and it's turned out to be pretty big segment of our podcast, which is Q&A. We've received quite a few questions, and so we'll get into some of that. So what's our let's see.
Our first question?
Yes.
Our first question came from a director, the director in Virginia, Sean Stewart, and he wanted Michael to tell the story of how he became a massage therapist. So, Michael, You're on.
Well, it's kind of a long story. I guess that plays well for a podcast. I actually never had the thought in my mind of ever becoming a massage therapist. And it was, you could almost track that back to about 3 years ago. Was never even on my radar in terms of, especially coming out of COVID and getting back to business and at Massage Fix.
Because you were the general manager.
Right. I was already running the business, so I had always just envisioned being that. And those of you that have a team of therapists in your businesses might have become aware of some of the volatility in terms of how we hire therapists, and they inevitably go and set up shop somewhere else in town. Not as a competitor. We don't think of them as competitors, but we anyway. Long story short, I ended up going to 2022's American Massage Championship, and I admit I had some biases about male massage therapists. We had, but just before American Massage Championship, we had had two men, male massage therapists in our hometown, Bowling Green, that were in the news recently for having violated women on the table. As a result, they were arrested and all that. So I had a really strong bias against therapists that were male that would even consider being massage therapists.
Yeah, it was all over the news, and everybody was talking about it.
Right. And so I have to admit, when I got to AMC, I was a little bit concerned, especially with, you know, my wife just being in the room with other men that would potentially be working on her. And anyway, so the Illinois State Director, Robert Tibran, got to work on Melissa. And what I saw was amazing.
Yeah, it felt pretty good too.
What I saw was just amazing. I saw massage therapy being done. I had never really previously been in the room when a massage was being done, other than receiving one myself. And even then, I had never received from anybody but Melissa before. It just never entered my mind to try anybody else. So, when I saw Robert giving working with Melissa, I saw a kindness, a concern for her, how she felt, all the details that a massage therapist would be concerned with as it regards a client on their table. And I saw that being done by a male in a very caring way, and I really appreciated it. So kudos to Robert for having put that on display for me. And what I, from my perspective, was a very stressful situation. So the relief that I got from that didn't make me necessarily want to be a massage therapist that day.
Yeah.
But later on, we had a local issue in Bowling Green with not having a school anywhere nearby. Bluegrass Massage Institute here in Kentucky, in Bowling Green, the director of or the owner of that school, his name is Chance Webb, and it's bmimassage.com. He opened a school after having moved across country from Washington State, and opened a new school here in Bowling Green. And we were very excited to hear that there was a school opening. And so what was going through my mind was, how can I can beat some of the volatility by becoming a massage therapist myself. So Melissa and I talked about it.
I thought he was crazy.
But I signed up. I signed up for school. And basically...
But wait. Let's back up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Michael has a master's degree in jazz performance. So he has many, many, many years training for something that he now doesn't do.
I've been playing saxophone primarily as my primary instrument for, well, since I was 12 years old.
Oh, yeah, longer.
So I've been a musician since age 12. I'm 46 now. So let's see, do the math, 36 years, 37 or 30 yeah. years, over 30 years as a musician. And then jokingly, I tell others, that I became a massage therapist because I majored in music and was a jazz performance major.
So, yeah. So there's no money in that. And you taught at the university and, you know, it's just.
Yeah. I saw a recent video. There was this, he was a funny guy. He comes on and he came across my feed and he says, for those of you that want to major in music, don't. And that was the end of the video.
So now you're a massage therapist and you've done over how many massages since July?
I think I just crossed over 600. And that's since July. I started massaging our business on my birthday, which was July 21st, 2023. Yep. So I've done 600 treatments, a little over 600 treatments, I think, since then.
Right.
And then all the ones that I've done previously in school, but all that was student-based massage and
right.
all that.
And you do all the heavy work, all the deep stuff that I don't want to do anymore. So it's
a perfect marriage.
It is a perfect marriage. You send me all the fascial work, I send you all the deep tissue stuff.
Yeah, it is a perfect marriage, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm pretty happy. Okay. So that's how you became a therapist.
Yeah, and so we talk about that here just to tell you that the role that competitive massage had for me, even as a spectator, something I would have never previously considered doing. I saw it being done well. And when the opportunity came to become one, I was like, this is something that I can do. I didn't know how I was going to, you know, I had never actually done massage before or anything like that. So it was something I was apprehensive about naturally. Being a male going into that field, having heard stories of it being done really badly and terribly with no ethics and horrible decision making, it was something that I didn't want to expose myself to necessarily, no pun intended. when I saw that it could be done like that, like Robert did for Melissa that day that we were in competition at AMC 2022, I knew it was something that I could do, and I could do it well, and do it with high integrity. And it really made it a no-brainer for me to sign up for school, I thought.
Yeah, and what he was demonstrating to you was clinical massage, which is what he does, and he's the one who started the clinical category.
Right.
So that's like serious massage, and that's kind of our tagline at our office is serious massage. Serious.massage.therapy. That's our trademark tagline. So.
Or just serious massage. Therapy.
Yes. So, yeah. Okay. What's next on the Q&A?
So the next question is about the national rankings. So Melissa, could you explain to us kind of how the national rankings work in the United States?
Yeah. So this question came in from Nathan Nordstrom, and he would like us to explain that. So whenever a state championship has a championship, if they are a USAMC sanctioned championship, we require that they turn in their scores. So you might have 10 competitors, and they may be in whatever category, and they'll turn in that score for one score for every round that the person competes in, and except finals, and then we will put that in a spreadsheet, and and we publish this on the USAMC's Facebook page and on our website, usamassagechamps.com, so that you can see who is in the lead for whatever category. So say, for instance, and the scores are kept in the season. So we're in the second season, which runs from July AMC to AMC the next July. So for instance, in the wellness category, Victoria Radinoff from Georgia is in the lead in the wellness category with 69.25. And there are 9, 10, 11 categories. And we have not plugged in the South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska numbers just yet, but I will do that this weekend and have those up on USAMC's Facebook page so that the competitors can see who is in the lead. Like, for instance, also in the, say, the student category, Emily Ann Hagen of Kentucky. Yay, Emily Ann. She is in the lead in all the student categories across the United States with a 62.0 score. So that's how that works. Facial. Tina, cannot pronounce her name. She's from Thailand. She's in the lead in Massachusetts with 73.1. So we'll have those put up so that you can see who is in the lead in the United States as we, which is really important as we go into AMC.
Okay. Another thing I'd like to mention about scores is the most up-to-date scores will be released first on our Facebook page. After that, there's some time later, the website will be updated because it does take a little bit longer for us to get the information put up on the website. Because I do the editing for that. And with me being in a treatment room, I have to work that in as I have time. So if the scores are not immediately updated, give me a few days and I'll have the new spreadsheets up on usamassagechamps.com.
Yes, that's right. And also, you can go to Massage Magazine or massagemag.com and put in the search bar USAMC and click on the competitors, or competition winners. And there is a list of the states and photographs of the lovely people who have won the overall in the states. So, okay.
All right. Our next question is, how and when do I apply to become a USAMC director?
Okay, so if you are looking at some of our open states and you would like to become a director, you need to ask yourself a question first. Can you do a championship this year in 2024, or would you need more time and you need to do it in 2025? So if you think you can do one in 2024, that's fine. We'll send you out a link. Contact us. We'll send you out a link and you can apply to do that. And the membership committee will contact you and get all that rocking and rolling. If they approve you, you can, you'll get a sanction and you can do that. But if you think, because we're getting like what, we're almost in the fourth month now, probably that anybody getting a new state or to become a new director, you'll want to start your championship in 2025. We have a new application that's going to come out in July because we have all new rules. We have a new judges certification. So just contact us at office@USAMassageChamps.com and we will get you out an application.
All right. Our next question is, what is happening with the Florida Massage Championship?
Okay, so back in October, there was a dual Florida-Georgia Massage Championship, and the competition happened. It was awesome. I was there, and there were winners for Florida, three overall winners for Florida picked. Apparently, the director made rules that everybody had to be licensed. And apparently there was an issue with a couple of the people's licenses. At any rate, that's being dealt with. And the first, second, and third place is going to change. We don't know what that is yet. But as soon as the director, Krista Harris, gives us that information, we will update the national scorecard. We will update the pictures in Massage Magazine. And we will let you know who the new winners are, because that overall winner gets to go to AMC and World Massage Festivals will get free entrance into those. So we want to make sure that we say congratulations to the new winners, whoever they are.
Awesome. Well, is that everything today?
Well, no. I thought we might talk about American Massage Championship and World Massage Festival.
Okay.
What do you say?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So World Massage Festival happens July 14th through the 18th. AMC is the 2 days before that. That's the American Massage Championships. It's being held at Harrah's Cherokee Casino Resort in Cherokee, North Carolina. Again, the dates for the festival are the 14th through the 18th. That Friday and Saturday, which is the 12th and the 13th, that's when AMC, the American Massage Championship, happens. They had, 90-something people compete last year, something like that?
Yeah, it was a lot more the second year.
It was double the time, yeah. Double the amount of people.
At least.
Yeah, so we expect this year that they will have double that. So I'm guessing they'll probably have upwards of 200 people competing.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, and they've got 9, 10, 11 different categories or something for everybody. Whatever your style is, you should come and compete or just come and watch. It's going to be truly, truly amazing. And we have some international people coming that will be judging and doing demos. And so that is the Friday and Saturday before festival. Now, Sunday, July 14th. That is the first day of World Massage Festival. There is a kickoff pool party that happens from 7 to 10 p.m. There's finger foods, a cash bar. It's at a beautiful pool. It's tons of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
DJ.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's tons of fun. So Monday is tie-dye day, and it's the vendor day. So there's no classes on Monday. There's the vendor hall, which is amazing. It's huge. From vendors from everything, from lotion sales, massage envy, massage whatever. There's just anything massage is in that vendor hall. You don't want to miss it. It's pretty amazing.
And we'll have a booth this year also, right?
USAMC will have a booth. Come talk to us. At 7:30, it's the Parade of Flags. So everybody finds their state leader and we march all over the entire hotel yelling and having a good time. It's a lot of fun. And then there'll be at 8 o'clock, there'll be a keynote speech and the winners of the American Massage Championship will be announced. So Tuesday, July 16th, that is their classes all day long. And then there's the Hall of Fame induction ceremony that happens at 8:30. So I was inducted into the Hall of Fame last year, and there are several of our directors, I think four of our directors, Sean Stewart, Robert Tiberin, Jessica Ireland, and Krista Harris will be inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. So Wednesday's class day all day. And then at 7:30, there is a big karaoke party that is a lot of fun. So then Thursday, classes all day, and then they have the closing ceremonies in the evening with a color power party. So it is a ton of fun.
Yeah, right? I can't wait. It's going to be excellent.
Oh, yeah. And great restaurants. There's just endless things to do. There's bowling. You never even have to leave the resort.
Yeah, at any hour of the day, too. You know, they say New York never sleeps, neither does this place.
No, it doesn't. And I'm telling you now, there is a Dunkin' Donuts coffee down in the casino. So any hour you want coffee, you can have it. And it's still good.
Well, is that all we have for today?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so that'll be the end of our podcast for today. If you do have questions related to any of the massage championships here in the United States or worldwide for that matter, you can get in touch with us at office@usamassagechamps.com. Everybody have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next time on the USAMC podcast.
See ya. Bye.
That's all the time we have for today's USAMC podcast.
For more information about massage championships and to find a championship near you, please visit our website at usamassagechamps.com.
Thanks for listening to the USAMC podcast. And remember, you either win or you learn. Why not do both?